Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure. Enjoy! Kid Craddock in the morning.
We got Mac. There you go.
Beat the bank, coming up in about 30 minutes. That is your shot at winning up to $1,000 when we lock you into the Kid Craddock Morning Show bank vault. Door's going to be closing. You got to tell us when you want us to stop. Adriana Gomez, shout out.
Oh, you messed, man.
She won $390
there you go.
On Friday. Could have been $640,
beat the
but
bank.
Hey, sometimes
coming
you got to be
about
safe.
30 minutes.
Sometimes
that
you got to be shot at winning up to $1,000 when
and
we
when
lock
comes
you
to
into
being
the
safe.
Kid Craddock
Big
Morning
Al
Show
Mac
bank vault.
Is the safest interviewer we got.
You got to tell us when you want us to stop. Adriana Gomez,
you know,
shout out.
Here's the thing.
Oh, you messed me.
If you've been listening to this show for years, for a little while, you probably
could have been 640, but hey, sometimes you got to be safe.
With someone.
Sometimes you got to be safe.
Yep. Like night and day.
And when it comes to being safe.
I feel the same way.
Big Al Mac,
here's the thing. The Kid Craddock Morning Show
in
the country over the weekend because the ACMs went out.
You know, here's the thing. You know, it's not often if you've been listening to this show for years, for a little while, you probably know. Hometown, well, unless you live in New York or LA.
Everybody's in town, not just country music stars.
Like,
but people like Sophia Vergara the same way.
By myself.
Here's the thing. Kid Craddock Morning Show went country over the weekend because of ACM.
Nick Jonas was there when he's not a country guy.
You know, it's not often that a big award show like that.
Hey, everybody.
Comes to your hometown.
Yeah.
You live in New York or LA.
To come down and do in town, not just country music stars.
Prior to the show starting.
Sophia Vergara.
I went on
Friday
and Kelly
Rowland.
And these were all day long.
Yeah, so
now, they put you in this huge room at the convention center. And there's various TV, radio stations, internet stations or whatever. And they're all in these little 10x10 booths and do interviews with cameras prior to the show starting. And I went on Friday and Kelly Rowland. And the stars have these, I guess they would call them pages. And they take them around to various booths.
And there's various TV, how they determine whose booth they go to, internet order, what stations or whatever.
But anyway, they just magically appear.
Little 10x10 booths.
Your hands, our cameras.
It's almost like cubicles, right?
And the Lady Annabelle is here in 2 minutes.
And the stars have
these,
big
I guess they would call them pages.
Possibly go through
and they take them around to various booths.
But you only have, what, 5 minutes
how they determine whose booths they go to in what order
and
what.
And the big ones you get maybe 2 quicks.
And these are the hardest kinds of interviews.
Our handler will say, okay, Lady Annabelle is here
right.
In
you know
2 minutes.
You're sit down
and
with
so we have
you
this big
know
list.
Who's
we
come along
possibly go through
let's
and research
take
everybody.
A listen at Big Al's
you only have
interviewing skills when he does have time
to
these
most.
People, right,
with,
for a guest.
Yeah,
with, like when
most.
He interviews and the big ones, you get maybe two questions.
And these are the hardest kinds of interviews to do when they're not just prepping for one celebrity. You know that you're going to sit down with. You never know who's going to come along and
you've
got to be ready.
Let's take a listen at Big Al's interviewing skills when he does have time to prep for a guest. Like when he interviewed Chris Rock.
I am a co-host on this show. We are a morning show here
before
in Dallas.
Movie, let me say this.
I saw you on Oprah the other day. You and Bernie. You guys just seem like such homeboys.
Mm.
Are you guys really that tight?
So interviewing is not my
specialty.
It's not what I'm best at. I'm still struggling to figure that out, to be honest.
We are a morning show here in Dallas.
So, anyway. So they have these celebs that are in this room,
yeah.
And they bring them over to us. Some are big name stars, and some are
interviewing
stars.
Okay.
But my
whoever it is, you want to be polite, you want to be nice, and try and get them.
It's not what
it
I'm
might
best
be somebody
at.
That's going to be
right.
A big star
tomorrow.
Struggling
you never know.
To figure
big
that
out.
Or they might already be big stars, and we just don't
know. We don't know because I don't know anything about
these celebs that are in this room, and they bring them over to us. Some are big name stars, and some are lesser known stars.
But whoever it is, you want to be polite, you want to be nice, and try and get them.
It might be somebody that's going to be a big star tomorrow.
At top
I told him
I
said number five. Down to five.
I thought we had to add a
Let me turn this on because I screwed up.
No, number five.
Just kept it at five. Do you remember because, interviewing April? You know, we only go up to five with these numbers.
Right now,
Max.
I'm a listener. Even though I was in the interviews, I have no idea what you play.
Girl, not a band.
Go ahead.
Five could be a band.
Young girl, probably, I'm guessing 21 years old. Anything cute.
Let me turn this on because I screwed up.
That's all I can tell you.
Do you remember interviewing going down? April Cry, Big Al Mac.
I do.
April Cry?
That's her name. She's,
I wish I was performing.
I got you mixed up. I'm sorry.
It's all good.
Young girl, probably, I'm guessing 21 years old. Don't be anything cute, though.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's all I can tell
you
about. Okay.
Do you remember this going down?
Hold on, play that again, Shannon. Listen to Al trail off here.
Perform here at the ACM. Excited to perform on
I wish I was performing, but I wish I was.
I got you mixed up. I'm sorry. I got you mixed up. I'm sorry.
Are you excited to perform?
Come out of nowhere and I'm performing.
They give us this list of people. And you're trying to go down this list. Okay, so and so is here. So and so's performing. So and so.
I wish I was performing.
I got you mixed up. I'm sorry. Number five.
I am excited to perform at this moment. Here's the thing. As deemed by our producer,
this list of people. And you're trying to go down this list. Okay, so and so's here. So and so's performing. So and so.
Michelle Lanay. Yes, I do.
So I just, I didn't know. Okay, go ahead.
Number five. Again, we're doing big out top five screw-up moments at ACM.
That's it.
Okay. Take a listen to this interview. Al, do you remember?
How are you,
number
four.
Michelle
Lanay. Yes, I do. I didn't say that well at all.
Excited you the most to ACM.
Why did the refresh?
Who are you most excited to?
That's it.
If I have to say something nice to this interview.
How are you, Rochelle?
Who
excited you the most to sing? I didn't say that well at all. Excited you the most to have
sung? Can I get the first question again?
Most excited
this was in my head. It was just as crystal clear.
It's
so hard to say something
nice. Who are you most excited? That's what I was trying to say.
Now let me get Big Al Max up back.
Wait, I want to hear.
She did interview quite a few people.
Wait, I want to hear the first. Can I hear the way he worded that again?
This was in my head. It was just as crystal clear. This bothers me. Even something you do in an interview, and it bothers you.
Oh my God.
Are you most excited? I was replaying this sentence in my head.
Big Al Max
all weekend.
Okay, let's
she
play
did
that
interview
again.
Quite a few people. It just happened to be the
top. Are you, Michelle?
The way he worded that question.
Look at y'all, this bothers me. You say that something well in you, and it bothers you for the. Oh my God.
Forever.
I was replaying this sentence in my head all weekend.
Okay, let's play that again. She seems like she took that very well, actually.
How are you, Rochelle?
How do I.
Who was the words?
That's all. Just,
I know, right?
I didn't say that well at all.
That's just number four. Al, are you having fun?
Oh, I'm big Al.
Yeah.
What's you the most
all right. All right, what's next?
Big Al's top five cool moments at the ACM. Like we are now at
number three.
Yeah,
I'm like, how do I?
Big Al Mac.
That's a good one.
Miss America.
That's all. Just
I know, right? That's just number four.
But I don't know what's going to play. I don't want to spoil it.
Al, are you having fun?
You probably don't remember
all. Yeah.
All right, what's next? Miss America.
Top five cool moments at the ACM. We are now at
number three.
Yes, we are. Big Al Mac.
It's so funny.
Do you remember Miss America?
We just saw you.
Oh, yes.
This guy goes, do you see the girl in the
I don't know what you're going to play. I don't want to spoil it.
I'm sure.
Okay.
You probably don't remember.
Let's just hear it.
Okay,
it's just not like she's a real reigning Miss America.
Okay.
It's not like she's Miss America or anything.
Hello,
I'm like,
you?
Oh, my God, it's Miss America.
It's
so funny because... Well, first of all, just saw I know you're trilingual. Sarah, you see the
would
girl
you
on the
prefer
dress?
To do this like, interview in English, yeah, Russian, okay, or Spanish?
That's what like every girl wants to hear.
It's not like she's Miss America or anything.
Switching
like, oh, my God.
Switch it up on a dime.
Can you do it in Russian?
Well, first of all, I know you're trilingual.
I think she was calling.
English it is.
Would you prefer to do this interview in English, Russian, or Spanish?
It's right there.
It's so cool.
English is fine.
Okay. No problem. Just let me know.
That's fine.
I can switch.
Switching at any
I can
time.
Switch
you
it up on
know.
A dial.
Give me heads up.
You did not put her in a good mood to start that.
I think she was kicked off the interview.
It was a joke.
Here's the backstory is that was somebody fed you a joke to say,
wow, that girl, they're so beautiful.
I thought she was pretty enough to be Miss America.
Yeah, and then you, not, totally.
You did not put her in.
No, she's okay. It's not like she's Miss America. Well, here's the thing. I know the backstory is that was somebody
that
you would.
Do you see what you're saying? You just called her
so beautiful.
You called her
pretty enough to be Miss America. And then
you girl never wants to be okay.
She's okay. It's not like she's Miss America or anything.
That's funny.
And she was. But that was the joke. Do you see what you're saying?
You just called her ugly.
You called her plain. You basically said, see what you did?
Yeah.
This girl never wants to be okay.
I thought about how I did it.
But it was a joke. Like,
see, that's when you complain to somebody.
It's not like she was
American.
I'm sitting here telling you. I thought that's what they told me what happened.
At the same time, you're saying,
hey, Miss America. You're basically telling her, you're not good looking enough to be Miss America.
That should have been number one.
It gets worse.
I thought about it. Keeps going. We still got two. I'm sitting here telling you, I thought that's what they told me what happened.
Yeah.
Are there any good ones?
Hey, I mean, Miss America. Well, it's a screw up moment.
Okay, all right.
Obviously, you had to get that.
I hope
that
so.
Should have been number one.
I think.
It gets worse.
Number two.
Do you remember? Because we still got two.
Oh, my God.
Yes. Big Al's top five screw up moments. 2015
ACM edition. Are there
any good ones? Well, it's a screw up moment.
Okay, all right. And brown hair.
So you remember quite a bit from Dallas.
Yeah, we'll I know Dallas. It, come on. I mean, you know, I'm not
number two.
Tight with that.
Al, do you remember Dallas Smith?
Yes.
Yeah, that's your please talk about Dallas between Smith. Dallas.
Young man that had a baseball cap on.
And brown hair.
Except for Avril Lavigne.
So you remember quite a bit from Dallas.
I know Dallas Smith. I mean, you know, I'm not tight with that. I think he's a singer.
I'll take it. And Big Al Mack.
Could y'all take her
back? I'm from Vancouver, British Columbia.
This is a bit awkward, but my buddy actually married her.
I've never met her, so I can't vouch either way.
So she has to be nice.
All Canadians are
I'll take
nice.
It. Well, for the most part, we're nice. We got our own jerks, too. But
a little bit of pee, just could y'all take her back?
This is a bit awkward.
Yeah, I've known Chad for a long time.
I know that.
I think he's doing good. Yeah.
I've never met him.
He's a good dude. I think he's doing well.
She's nice.
Good.
Yeah. I haven't met her.
Okay. Thank you for stopping.
See, you got to assume that all Canadians know each other. He was about to. We got to stop with the Avril Lavigne.
Yeah, I've known Chad for a long time.
See.
Yeah.
How's he doing?
I think he's doing good. He's a good dude. I think he's doing well.
Good.
I watched Dallas.
Okay. Thank you for stopping.
He's a buddy.
You've got to assume that all Canadians know each other. You just got to.
Well, that's two famous Canadians. You're talking to an up-and-coming famous Canadian.
I bet he was
Canadian.
Even at the wedding.
Paul guaranteed. Because you lost
what
Dallas.
What are the odds of all the gym joints?
Maybe a small Google
search. You lost Dallas Smith right there. Wow. Oh, I watched Dallas Smith blow up.
We'll
put
these
videos up at
Canadian.
Oh, really? So you even make fun of that.
So you can see the change in demeanor in Dallas Smith.
And me.
You're talking to an up-and-coming.
Al turns into
trail off man. Dallas Smith
is now.
Doesn't know what to talk about anymore.
Maybe a small Google search would have.
I don't know what number one.
These videos up at Canadian.
Oh, really? Make fun of that.
So you could see the change in demeanor in Dallas Smith.
And me. And I was like,
to what number one may be. Al turns into trail off man. Dallas Smith.
See, that's the thing about Al. He can
I don't know what number one.
Remember, the minute he walked out of there, I was like, I'm done.
That was bad.
No recollection whatsoever.
Do you have any guess to what number one may be Big Al Mack?
That's the beautiful thing about Al, except the negative is he never learns.
I don't.
See, that's the thing about Al. He can roll off the bat.
Number one.
What happened at the ACM?
Remember, the minute he walked out of there, like, I'm done.
Top five school moments. We finally reached number one.
I'm so embarrassed. That's the beautiful thing about Al. Except the negative is he never learned.
All right. You ready for
number one? Number one.
What happened at the ACM? So it's the number one screw up moment.
Big Al Mack in his mouth. Top five screw up moments. We finally reached number one.
I can't. I'm so embarrassed.
I did it. I was there.
In fact, we built this up because apparently if it's number one after the ones we just heard.
Do you remember your interview with Ray Lynn?
Legend, oh, the number
from
one
Team
moment.
Blake on season oh, two of The Voice,
where Big Al Max stuck yes. his size 13 foot
you remember
in his
talking
mouth.
To her.
I do remember talking to her.
Because of the Blake Shelton connection.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't either. Yeah, I wanted to hug her. I was there.
Was there anything awkward that you could think of right
now? I don't think so.
Do you remember your interview with Ray Lynn from Team Blake on season two of The Voice?
This is not number one for nothing.
Yes.
Oh, boy. Right?
You remember talking to her.
I do remember talking to her.
Because of the Blake Shelton connection.
Yeah, I wanted to hug her.
Was there anything awkward that you could think of right now?
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
I'll be 21.
Well, Big Al.
Does your mother know you have one short set short?
Let me tell you this.
Oh, no.
This is not number one.
I don't know if I should even look. Right? I feel very embarrassed.
This is Big Al Max.
Just kind of.
No, I'm
biggest screw up. Pictures ATM.
I mean, how do you break legs? You're 20, okay, did I read, or 21?
I'll be 21
keep looking
in
down
weeks.
At your shorts. Does your mother know you have on shorts that short?
Yes. It's okay. You
sorry. Ray, I don't know if I should even look. I feel very really uncomfortable all of a sudden. Just kind of grill in.
No, I feel
uncomfortable. Oh, geez. I mean, how are your great legs?
All right. That was creepy, Al.
Keep looking down at your shorts. Yeah. We have to wrap this up because I'm...
Can't stop staring at a 20-year-old
okay.
girl.
Sorry. Ray... Is it Ray Lynn or Ray Lynn?
Ray Lynn. Oh,
yeah. Ray,
thank you,
Ray,
ladies.
Are you
asking
any questions?
Ray Lynn.
Ray Lynn.
I'm a little
frazzled, dazzled.
Frazzled, right?
All right. That was creepy, Al.
It doesn't matter. You won't remember next break.
Big Al Max, we may have had a top 5 schools left at ACM, but lucky for you,
okay.
We have
bonus?
Thank you, ladies.
Did you ask
two shining moments.
Oh, yes, yes.
My two, my two shining moments.
Our executive producer, White Cheddar, scoured through all the
interviews. Interviewed 15, 20 people. I don't know
how many did he interview, honestly?
Lucky for you.
I know I did close to 30. Bonus?
You did more.
Two shining moments.
Oh, yes.
My two shining moments.
Executive producer, White Cheddar, scoured through all your interviews.
Interviewed 15, 20 people. I don't know.
How many did he interview, honestly?
Did he make contact?
I know I did close to 30.
Yeah, you got
to
you.
All right. All right.
I said close to 29.
More shining moments. Here's number two.
More were there on Saturday.
Lauren. Elaine, eventually,
oh, yeah. Well, that was
you know, they're going to throw pitches at you.
Who's Lauren Elena?
You're eventually going to hit that ball, Big Al.
She's a country singer. She's not 20.
Did he make contact?
He made contact.
Yes.
But twice.
All right. Yes. All right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Behind Scotty McCreary.
Big Al Max, two shining moments. Here's number two.
Number two.
With Lauren Elena.
Oh, yeah. That was funny.
Okay.
Who's Lauren Elena?
She's a country singer. She's not 21.
She was on Idol.
Yeah.
I don't want to say my name. You don't say it.
Yeah. All right, let's listen to Big Al Max. Golden interview.
The real deal.
It's the real deal. Holyfield, baby. What's going on? Only two that end with Elena. Could you name
Elena.
Elena, I'm sorry.
Alaska. No, you don't even want to say my name. You don't say it. Lauren Elena.
Lauren Elena.
Is it really
thank you, Lauren Elena. And it ends with an A. Unlike most of the states in the United States of America, there's only two that end with an A.
You don't know geography.
Could you name them?
Am I looking like an idiot right now? Alabama. Alaska. Alaska, Arizona.
That's it. Arkansas.
California.
Oh, crap. It's four.
Is there really only two? Let me think about it. Oh, that's
Florida.
Arizona.
I love you.
Indiana.
That's three. That's right. You're right.
Oh, my God. There's you don't know geography.
You
jerk.
There's five. There's five states in that state. That's it.
California.
Arkansas.
California. I don't believe anything.
Oh, crap. There's four. There's four.
What is my name?
Tell me about Lauren Elena. Tell me about you. I want to know all about you. Where I'm from. Love you.
Indiana. Georgia. Georgia. Jerk.
There's five. There's five states in that state. That's it.
What? I don't like I don't you.
What is my name?
Tell me about Lauren Elena. Tell me about you. I want to know all about you. Where are you from?
I'm from
Georgia.
Georgia? Say Georgia. What?
Florida. That ends with it.
I am judging you. <That's all. laughs>
Who's your favorite rapper?
I hate this interview.
Wiz Khalifa.
Oh, that was
all right, and I do remember her now that I saw her picture. She was really fun.
I think she was dating Scotty for a minute.
I think there was a rumor there. Yeah, I think they actually.
See, look at Big Al Max.
That good.
That was fun. She made it fun. I mean, I threw that out there.
You went with the inside joke. It was beautiful.
Yeah, with our inside joke on the show.
That's right. Right. All right. And I can remember right. her now right. that I saw her picture.
She was having fun. I think she was right. from
I think it was a rumor there, yeah.
Every day.
I think actually maybe every day.
See, look at Big Al going.
That was good.
That was fun. She made it fun. I mean, I threw that out there.
Record that you made him laugh? I'm good.
Number one. It's with Darius Rucker.
All right.
You remember him.
Yeah, the black man.
The black man.
Hootie. That's right.
Yes, sir. Swear to God. Man, I'm so happy to see you. I hadn't seen a black man since
I could not dare sing your song in front of you.
How you doing, Darius Rucker?
We just played a show last week.
I have to tell you this first of all. Homegrown honey. Congratulations, number one.
Starting to get
that's
together
my new karaoke
song.
Go to.
Yes,
sir.
I'm thinking,
swear to God.
To make a man switch his genre from
I could not dare sing your song in front
you
of you.
You must really love
don't do it well.
How are the bloke?
We had a show last weekend. Down South Carolina. Okay, it was good.
I don't dislike him.
I was thinking, to make a man switch his genre from pop to country, you must you really
know
love
him. I know when I fold him. I'm going to leave it right there. I'm going to drop the microphone right there.
Big Al Mac and John, buddy.
He was awesome.
Again.
That's a
South Carolina
boy
right there.
Yeah.
Six states.
You know what? I'm going to fold them. I'm going to leave it right there. I'm going to drop the microphone right there.
That's pretty good, Al. Big Al Mac and John, buddy.
It was fun.
It was
fun.
That was a good one.
He was awesome. You should be proud of your artist.
That's a South Carolina boy right there.
Yeah. Stinking nice. They are so nice. I'm like, man, I just want to hang out with y'all all the time.
We
got to call Lauren Elena now.
Just, let her know.
Just nice.
Thank you, brother.
Blake wasn't there. I don't know if he was in the room with you.
No,
you
the biggest one that came through when I was there,
so
Rascal Flatts came
nice.
Through. We didn't get them.
I just want to hang out with y'all all the time. Really. Every single one of them. Just nice.
That's sorry, you couldn't sit down with Blake, Al.
Blake wasn't there. I don't know if he was in the room with
you. No, the biggest one that came through when I was there, Rascal Flatts came through. We didn't get them.
Yeah.
And Reba McEntire.
Okay.
Well, I didn't get them either.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Beat the Bank. It's time to play Beat the Bank. If you didn't get in this time, don't worry. We're going to play an hour from now. But first, let's meet our contestant for this hour. Karen Sutherland, how you doing this morning?
I'm doing awesome, AC. How are you?
We're doing great this morning.
Mm-hmm.
On your way to work right now?
Yes. I'm dropping my son off at school, and then I'm heading to work.
All right. Well, let's try to make you $1,000 or up to $1,000 in that time frame, okay?
Okay.
Kelly, can you tell her how she's going to win?
Yeah, we're going to just let you stand inside the vault, and these dollar amounts are going to be thrown at you. And if you yell stop before that vault slams shut, you'll win the last dollar amount that was announced, but if it slams shut before you yell stop, you get nothing.
Oh, man, we don't want that feature.
I know.
Karen, are you excited?
I am.
Okay, deep breath. We're going to play, okay?
Do it for your kid.
I know. He already told me I need to give him at least $100.
Right? I'm telling you, kids love this contest so much.
I know they do. All right.
Everywhere I go.
Hopefully he gives you some good advice, Karen. Let's play.
Okay.
Beat the Bank. Here we go.
60. Hey. 120. 210. 250. 340. 380. 450. 490.
Oh, Karen, you're giving us a...
I can't either.
Oh, my nerves have almost got...
Stop. I know, but it's just too nerve-wracking.
All right, Karen.
Oh, boy.
$490.
Yeah.
Karen, do you want to hear how much further it goes?
Yes.
I'm guessing not much further. That's
my
guess.
I was not feeling a high number today. I really wasn't. Yeah. I don't know.
Let's see how it goes.
Okay.
570.
Oh, okay, still good.
Well.
490's good.
660.
Oh,
a little bit.
Yeah, it's right there.
Hey!
That's all right. That's all right.
You got a lot of it.
Not bad, Karen.
You got a lot of it. $490, girl.
You can give your little guy a little money because he told you to stop.
Yeah. Just give him the 90. He doesn't need a 100.
Yeah, you're good. Yeah. You keep the even 400. He gets 90.
There you go. Congratulations.
Congratulations, Karen. Enjoy the money.
We'll play again in less than an hour.
Oh, man, that was close.
I just had a bad feeling. Yeah. They're going to slam shut, and she had it, too.
Karen did the right thing.
Yeah.
490 is nothing to be ashamed of.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Yeah, Karen Sutherland just won $490 with Beat the Bank.
Yeah, she did. That's how you start off your Monday.
Not too bad.
Yeah.
Big Al Mac.
Yeah, man.
One of the questions that keeps being asked is, what was the point of Flavor Flav at Kelly Raspberry's birthday party?
My first question this morning was, how much did you pay him? Because whatever it was entirely too much.
There's a lot of people are questioning that decision.
He didn't do anything.
Yeah, what did he do? I must have missed it.
He doesn't do it. I mean, he doesn't sing or rap without Public Enemy.
But as the MC, which I assumed you hired him for, he should be out there pumping up the crowd. And
he was on the side of the stage pumping his fist.
Yeah. Did you call that pumping?
He just was walking around being Flav. That's what he does. And he just walks around and, I didn't give him any specific instruction.
Maybe that was the problem. You should have given him an instruction.
And I just figured he would do what Flav does. So, and he did.
Just stand there?
He just stood there, took a lot of pictures with people. And he kind of danced a little bit, bartended a little bit. He showed me his bartending card. He's going to try, I think he said he's going to try and start a some type of reality show where celebrities go to different bars and bartend.
Okay. Well, we had a birthday party, or Big Al Mac threw a birthday party for Kelly Raspberry. Flavor Flav was there. Uh-huh. Naughty by Nature, which he sounded awesome.
Dude, it was great.
Spinderella. Spinderella DJing.
Spinderella's got to be one of the tightest DJs.
Flavor Flav, he did make an appearance on the Kelly Raspberry red carpet. Here it is.
Oh.
So, Ricky Smiley or Kelly Raspberry, who is your favorite Dish Nation host?
Ricky Smiley. Oh, Big Al.
Thank you. I just paid him.
Big Al.
We're at the Kelly Raspberry birthday bash, and he says, Ricky Smiley.
He does not know who I am. I told him, I was on stage, and he's just looking at me.
I don't think he knew.
Just looking at me, and I said, hi, I'm Kelly Raspberry. It's my birthday party. Happy birthday. And then a little bit later, he's just again looking at me.
Maybe like
Kelly Raspberry, I'm the birthday girl.
Ah.
Happy birthday.
Sorry.
It was like,
he was a little off.
Oh, sorry.
You're going to hire him again, Al?
He's Flavor Flav.
Was he?
No.
No.
Was he what, Kelly? Was he celebrating 420?
There's no need to ask.
Are you asking if he was celebrating 420?
No need to ask.
No, I mean, I've never, I have had one artist come twice, and that was Coolio.
Yeah.
Actually, three times. But for the most part, once I do it, see, here's the thing about having a birthday party and you have a celebrity, you want to make the next one even bigger and better.
Of course. Who told you to bring Flavor Flav, Al?
It was his own idea.
It was my own idea.
It was your idea. Okay.
It was my own idea.
Was he as much, less, or more than...
than I expected?
Price-wise, compared to Naughty by Nature and Spinderella.
Oh, he was less than Naughty by Nature.
I hope so.
When you have the whole group of Salt and Pepper, I mean, I can't even afford them. I couldn't afford them before their last Super Bowl commercial. Now after the Super Bowl commercial, they
forget
have
it.
Really blown
forget
up.
Forget about it.
Which I'm happy for them. Spinderella's awesome. She works with us a lot, by herself.
Love Spinderella.
A lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Kelly, that was not the only event you had this weekend. You went to the ACMs.
Well, I went to the red carpet. Yeah, I mean, not the red carpet. It's like a press day. Press junket day where you just set up. Mm-hmm. And people bring celebrities around and you interview them and it's boom, boom, boom. And I was there for 8 hours.
Mm. You get nervous with these things.
I get really I get very.
Kelly and I do a lot better when we're together, but separately.
Together.
It's tough, man.
You have someone to rely on, mm-hmm. someone to provide the comedic relief. Mm-hmm. I'm usually the straight man and it works out fine.
Right.
Perfect.
On my own, I'm dying.
Why?
I have no self-confidence.
And here's the thing about Kelly. She loves to be prepared. And with these things, it's almost it's impossible to prepare. Yeah.
It is.
I could have prepared nonstop, but the thing is, I'm preparing for people I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
So I would sit there and go over. You know, in 2 minutes, you've got somebody. I'd be reading. And as soon as they step up, it's like, oh my God, what's their name again? I couldn't even remember that because I'm so busy reading facts, I can't remember their name.
Yeah.
The simplest thing. I mean, it's tough.
It's people starting.
It is.
A lot of them are artists just starting out.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately for me, my big faux pas, I don't know if we'll play it or not. There's some guy sitting there and I say, so is this your first year at, you know, the ACMs? Mm-hmm. He's like, well, nope. I was here in 2011, 12, 34. This is my fifth. Like, I'm so sorry. I don't know. I don't know who you are.
And when
are.
You start off an interview with a wrong, with an incorrect answer or statement or question, whatever it is,
yeah,
it just your wheels just fall off.
But but nobody busted you. Nobody was mean.
No,
they were all just rolling with it. You know, they're happy to be there.
The country music community is full of really, really, really nice people.
And this was pretty much the first time that the ACMs have been anywhere other than like Las Vegas, right?
Las Vegas.
And it was the biggest crowd. They said that when Blake and Luke Bryan opened the show last night, said this is the biggest live crowd we've ever had.
Yeah.
Like, set a record. But anyway, back to the interviews.
Yeah. Kelly Raspberry, you don't have the top five screw-up moments like Big Al Mack did played earlier.
Top five what?
We're good.
By the way, we put those up. We're going to put those up at Kid Nation if you want to listen to them later.
Must. Those are a must hear.
Big Al Mack came with it.
All right.
Kelly, the production staff noticed a theme with you.
What?
And it's not a top five. It's more of a montage.
Okay.
Because Kelly Raspberry was on the prowl with all these hot bros at the country ACM.
I wouldn't call it prowling. I would call it appreciating.
Really?
Their country music has good-looking boys.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Seriously.
They do?
Yeah.
They do.
But you're a woman in a relationship now.
I am, but that doesn't mean I can't appreciate a hot young man.
See, that's what we try to tell you ladies all the time. Just trying to appreciate people. Here is Kelly Raspberry. All over some country guys.
No, it's trust me, it's me. I'm pitting out, and my mouth is as dry as cotton. So let's get this thing started. Well, I don't know who's more excited, me or Casey James. Because you had a man bun before the man bun was cool.
It was really bad.
You haven't made it until you're in a gossip column, right?
True. Maybe I'll write my own.
We can start some gossip right here if you want.
What do you want to start?
I don't know. Maybe your next single could be about what we do after we kiss in the morning. Maybe. Yeah. But then that morning breath issue, which is why I always come bring in mints.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. I'll let you crunch that up.
It's dumb. I meant it. When you're talking, I don't want, you know.
When you're talking, I'm trying not to stare at you. You just look at him all day. you're like pretty flawless. Could I ask what you use on your
flawless?
Skin? Seriously.
On my skin?
Your skin is like flawless.
It's hotel soap, I guarantee.
Hotel soap?
It's these rags in the Marriott's, I guess. You know. Thank you, though. Goodness.
Sure. Y'all aren't married, are you?
No. I don't think so.
That completely changes the dynamic of how I interview you.
Perfect. Hey, we like that.
Yeah, come on. All right.
Perfect. You have no
is
idea.
Is it hot in here or is it Dan and Shay?
Oh
you like that?
You know.
Right. It is a little hot in here, though, right?
It's true.
Okay, good.
Shay will take off his jacket here.
Yeah. Hormones, And I'm a single mom. And it's a long story. I'm kidding. I have a boyfriend. I'm very happy. Until I'm around famous people. What? I am standing here right now with a bunch of guys collectively known as Old Dominion. And you're single out now?
It's called Break Up With Him.
Break Up Now. What's the motivation behind that single?
I think it's pretty clear.
That was funny. That was a funny response right there.
I think it's pretty clear.
Yeah. Break up?
The title is self-explanatory.
They were very nice.
Who was your favorite, Kelly?
Who did you interview?
The Old Dominion guys were really nice. Uh-huh. The Cadillac 3. This man, you meet him in an alley, you'd be scared, but they were the nicest guys ever. They brought me some white lightning.
Yeah.
And
white lightning.
Yeah. Moonshine.
Oh, okay. Did you drink it?
And No, they warned me about that. I passed it off to one of the camera guys there. But they're all, I couldn't tell you. Dan and Shay were super, super nice. They're the ones that performed with Nick Jonas, Casey James, everybody. Van Perry.
I'm telling you, man, it's just nice.
Listen to country music a whole weekend after that because I want to hear who I'm talking to, you know?
Kelly has been turned into a country fan.
All right.
No more Britney Spears for you, ma'am.
Mm-mm.
Straight up Dan and Shay from here on out.
Straight up Dan and Shay.
It's the Kidocratic Morning Show.
Would it be great to be stepping on a plane a little richer than you were when you started out this morning?
Yes, and my hot water heater broke this weekend.
Oh, well, let's get you somebody to
help.
Let's fix that. And we don't want you to miss your flight.
And my husband got a speeding ticket. So
when it rains, it pours.
It's one of those. Yeah.
Yes.
Well, let's make it rain.
Yep.
All right, Kelly, we're going to put you in the Kidcratic Morning Show vault. The door's going to be closing at, and amounts are going to be thrown your way. When you hear the one you like, just yell stop, okay?
All if it closes before you yell stop, though, you get nothing. That'd be the worst.
We want that water heater fixed because you need hot water, Kelly.
Yes.
All right. You ready?
I just need to pay for the hot water heater.
Okay.
All right. We got you.
So she's got a number in mind. We don't know how much it costs, but
we got you. They're pretty pricey.
All right, here we go. Let's play
Beat the Bank.
$180. $250. $270.
Not hot water heater money yet.
No.
$340.
Nice microwave, maybe.
Like a really nice one.
Yeah.
$500.
Yeah, now we get up in hot water heater money.
$570.
Okay, that's good.
She did say that's it.
$570. Okay.
Well, it sounded $570. It sounded like there was another one being thrown out. I know.
Kelly, are you gonna be able to fix your water heater with that?
I'm going to HomeDepot.com right now to see.
Yeah, I hope so. Well, Al looks up.
Yeah,
what's that?
That will fix my water heater and pay for my husband's ticket. Good to go.
Perfect. Things are turning around. She might not need a new water heater, Al. It might just be a fix.
Yeah, just a fix.
No, we're going to get you a new one. Go ahead. Let's find out what it would have gone to.
Okay, let's see how high it goes.
Okay.
700.
Oh.
I heard that 7 when she said stop. Mm-hmm.
Slam.
740.
Now slam. Now slam.
Nice. Like you said, you're getting your problems paid for. That's good. That's a good thing.
Kelly, would you prefer a gas or electric hot water heater?
Well, all we have is electric. We live in the country, so
I got with gas.
Al's
got
to look up a different
Hang on. How many gallons? About 50, 100?
He's not getting a new water heater.
We got the hot water heater already, but...
She needs
my dad installed it, but it's not working. Yeah.
She needs a fix. Oh, your dad installed it?
Well, just in case, you can get a brand new one at the Home Depot. I'm actually a spokesperson for the Home Depot. It'll probably run you about $300 or $400, okay? Electric, depending on the number of gallons you need. Okay?
All right, thanks.
And you can also get an extended warranty on that bad boy. Just go to the pro desk up at the Home Depot.
Thanks, Al.
It's the Kidcratic Morning Show.